بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. As if it wasn't enough, all the dialogues that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam had, that history has and hasn't recorded, regarding the reason why he did what he did, why he left Medina, why he began the journey that he had. As if all of that wasn't enough, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, towards the end of his stay in Medina, when he's leaving the holy city of the Prophet for the last time, he gives a will to his brother Muhammad bin al-Hanafiyya. He writes a will, he seals it with his personal seal, and gives it to Muhammad. Now, what is the reason for this? Because as was said before, again and again, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he's explained why he's doing what he's doing. But still, he wants to make sure that it is clear why he's doing what he is doing. Because sometimes there is a very, very strong light that will show the path. You can't fight this light. Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his light can't be fought. So a person who wants to fight the cause of Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, what will he do? Instead of trying to turn this light off, they will hijack it. They will divert the light in another direction. This light, the job that it's supposed to do is to show the path to the people. If you divert the light, no matter how strong the light is, no matter how great the cause was, how great what that person did was, it doesn't matter because it's shining somewhere else. Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam wants to make sure that his light, that will never be turned off, is not diverted either, is not hijacked either. So he writes this will, we won't read the Arabic, I'll just read the English and explain. He writes, this is what has been willed by Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhim as-salam, to his brother Muhammad, renowned as Ibn Hanafiyya or Ibn al-Hanafiyya. Verily Hussein bears witness that there is no Lord except Allah alone, and bears witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the servant and the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has been righteously chosen by him, and that paradise and hell are truth, and without doubt the day of judgment, the day of qiyamah, will come, and Allah will arise all those who are buried inside their graves. So here he is giving those basic testimonies of the aqa'id that all the Muslims believe in. That means I'm a Muslim. If they killed me, I was a normal Muslim like everyone else in the sense that I believed in everything the Prophet came with. Allah's Tawheed, the Nubuwwah, and the Ma'ad and Qiyamah. I believed in all of these. As for myself now he wants to talk about himself and why he did what he did. I have not risen for mischief or out of arrogance, nor to spread corruption and oppression, but I have left for the purpose of the reformation of the nation of my grandfather. I desire to enjoin and spread good and forbid evil. Al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahi anil-munkar. And to follow the footsteps of my grandfather and father Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Thus the one who accepts this truth through me has accepted the truth from Allah, while the one who betrays and abandons me, I shall forbear and have patience until Allah judges between myself and the oppressive people, namely the Bani Umayyah he's talking about. And verily Allah is the best judge. This is the testimony to you from me, O brother. He's saying this now to Muhammad. So the will, this is what he has given to Muhammad bin Hanafiyya, and he ends it with this line, and my tawfiq and success in what I am embarking on is with Allah alone, on whom alone I rely, and unto whom alone do I return. In this will, there's one thing that's noticeable, and that is that this is the first time the Imam is using the term al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahi anil-munkar. Before this, the Imam is saying, a person like me will never give allegiance and bay'ah to a person like Yazid. The likes of me and the likes of Yazid are incompatible. Till here, he's been saying this again and again and again. This is the first time he says, Al-amr bil-ma'ruf, I want to enjoin good, forbid evil, reformation of the nation, reformation of the sunnah of the Prophet. I want to fix everything. Everything's been messed up over these years. I have to fix it. So it's not a normal not pledging allegiance to Yazid that's causing Al-Imam Al-Hussein to do what he's doing, to leave Medina. Yes, he's not allowed to give allegiance. But not only is this not giving allegiance in itself something problematic, but it will lead to something else. This absence of allegiance equals Al-Amr Bil-Ma'ruf Wa-Nahi Anil Munkar. In other words, this Amr Bil-Ma'ruf Wa-Nahi Anil Munkar will only happen through not giving allegiance, even if this not giving allegiance equals the purest blood being spilled onto the land of Karbala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.